And happy Wednesday. It's May the 8th, Hebrews 8, just verses 3 and 4 today. For every high priest is appointed to offer gifts and sacrifices. Therefore, it was necessary for this priest also to have something to offer. Now, if he were on earth, he wouldn't be a priest, since there are those offering the gifts prescribed by the law. So as we look at Jesus, this is what we have to consider. There are priests of earth, and the writer of Hebrews is referencing their own knowledge and experience, and the readers know high priests. The high priests there on earth, see, they have known good ones, they've known bad ones. The earthly high priests served the people before God, and they fulfilled the office that they held. They brought offerings to God for themselves, and they brought offerings to God for the people. At the time of this letter being written, this book being written, there are still earthly priests making sacrifices and offerings for the people. The writer simply points this out. The priests serving now are doing so according to the law, which because of the work of Jesus has been made pointless. We'll see in a few minutes the word obsolete. In chapter 8, the writer explains for us the difference between the Old Testament system and the new. Jesus did not fill the role of priest according to the Levitical law. There were priests in place for that purpose. Their hostility toward Jesus might be understandable, given the understanding the Jews would have of the priesthood according to Melchizedek. Tomorrow, we'll consider the better priesthood. Whew, we'll see you tomorrow.